There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Here I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. I'm gonna win the day. Don't go to anybody getting in the way. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffany right here in the Solid State Radio Studio.
Yeah.
This is the Blarney Hour. That is our welcome. That's the Lagging with Brendan and all the guys there.
Yeah.
My gosh. They're making their way.
Do they know that we start the show off pretty much every night with them?
So I told Brendan and sent a message. I don't know for sure that they really believe that we still do. Like, I probably should reach out to them as kind of a thing. It's been a couple of years, but yeah. I mean, there's been so many other songs that.
Thinking
I
about
thought,
getting a new roof for your home.
Oh, what happened
year.
There?
Oh, we went to a commercial.
Already?
No. So you were saying what now?
I don't know. My whole train of thought, like that Mickey Mouse voice came in. Who was that? Was that Woody? I don't even know what that
no,
noise
that,
was.
No, that was some. I had YouTube up.
Oh.
I'm multitasking.
Are you
I'm
watching
a bad,
porn
bad,
over there?
No, because...
Is it Alice Little? Are you looking at Alice Little over there, the Irish courtesan?
I kind of want to know now. You
yeah.
show me some pictures.
Oh, gosh.
Man. I think even my wife would like her.
Well, we're going to be hearing from Father John, but before we get him, I got a joke for you.
No. Oh, God. Yeah, get it out of your system now.
Yeah, so I was watching this thing, and they were doing a reversed exorcism.
A reverse exorcism.
Have you ever seen such a thing?
I have not.
Yeah. That's where the devil pulls the priest out of the boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, and just in time.
Oh, boy.
just in time. Here, let me like get the phones. Oh, hello. Hello. Father John. Oh, hang on a second. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up, Father. Can you hear us?
Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Well, hi, Father John. How are you?
He must have heard us joking around and horsing around with all them jokes.
Probably.
Oh, were you boys? What? They were probably not very nice. I know you two.
Well, that's good. That means you didn't hear them. It was just something about a reverse exorcism, Father. No big deal.
What the heck? Wait a minute. What are you talking about, a reverse exorcism? What are you talking about?
Oh, you'll have to listen to the show, Father. We were talking about it at the beginning. You'll have to listen to the replay later.
That's when you watch the movie The Exorcist backwards.
Well, I'd rather do that. I don't know. I don't watch the movie forward.
I mean, I guess it would be a little weird seeing a priest jump into a bedroom window of a girl, but, you know, who knows?
Well, now.
Anyway, Father, how's the new roof?
Uh-huh.
How's the new roof?
Oh, it's nice. It's a wonderful roof. No leaks. That's for doggone sure. Looks beautiful.
Well, that's good. So, it took us a little longer than normal. We're sorry about that.
Oh, I know you're sorry. I've been talking to you for a while.
Well, I need to fill Adam in. This is kind of like a confession for all you guys. Adam's been busy. He had his Sessions concert last week, and so Father had commissioned us to find some roofers. He knows we know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And Tony from Accurate Exteriors was real busy, so I had to kind of go second hand. And I thought it would be nice, because now it's all the same price, whether you just do a regular roof or you do fancy design or you can write stuff on it, you know, like Go Blue or put an M for Michigan or whatever.
Sure.
So I thought it would be cool to put God Lives on the roof.
Okay.
And that's sent the picture, and they're like, yeah, that'd be good. Well, apparently, his printing program broke, so he had to do everything on his phone, which was considerably smaller.
Yeah.
And when he did it, he used the image in selfie mode, and the S got cut off. And so it was a mirrored image.
Okay.
So instead of saying God Lives, it said evil dog.
Oh, no.
Leave it. Oh, my Lord.
So we quickly, because, you know, the people that were putting the roof on didn't speak very good English anyhow, so they didn't know what they were doing. They were just putting the shingles where they told them to put them and following the picture, you know. I mean, they were in church every Sunday, but they, you know, were roofing when it wasn't raining.
Right.
But we got her fixed, Father. It's good now.
I know you got it fixed. I wasn't even going to bring that up, you crazy boy.
Oh, well. Well, you liking the hot weather? How's Sparky and Mabel doing?
They're okay. They like it very nice. They enjoy it. They lay in the sun when they're coming through the windows, you know, stuff like that. They look out the window there. You know, they get in, they lay there, and I think they're looking out the window at all those other animals going, feels pretty good in here, you know?
Yeah, the squirrel's out there panting, begging for water, and the cats are just, like, pawing their water dish, kind of splashing it around like they're in a bird bath.
Oh, yeah, they carried it to the window.
So do the cats, do you, like, bless their water in their water bowl so they're drinking holy water?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, why would you even ask such a silly question?
Well, I don't know how priest stuff works. I mean, trust me.
I don't drink water.
If it was up to me, I'd be washing my hands in holy water every day.
Yeah.
You need to.
I'd bless my shower head.
Yep, I would recommend that highly.
It'd be like a baptism every morning.
Make sure you baptize your nook and crannies.
Yeah. Wash the hell out of it.
Thanks. That was bad enough with the car wash. Now you're, oh, jeez.
Car, washing your car with a holy water. Hallelujah. Hot wax.
<That's it. laughs> Well, your brains even work.
That could go after I take a shower, too. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. What if drinking holy water would cure a hangover?
Oh, shit. Yo.
I think I just broke him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I only got one bottle and I'm not testing it.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I save my holy water for special occasions. Like, I never understood that. It's, you know, now they don't do the last rites anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the anointing of the sick, which makes better sense. I bet they sell more holy water that way. Is that true, Father?
Well, we do the anointing of the sick, but no, I just don't even know what. You know, I'd like to just walk around in your head for a minute, figure out where all the fog is, and clear it out.
Well, the thing is, Father, everybody I know always has one of those crosses with a little bottle of holy water in the bottom of it. And I asked when I was really, really young, I'm like, what's that for? They're like, in case someone gets really, really sick, you have holy water in the house in case something happens before the priest gets here. And I'm like, wasn't that a little late? Like, I think if something happens, I don't know that the holy water is going to do it much good at that point.
Yeah. Learn the Heimlich.
Yeah. Some days, you did it again. You got me for lost for words.
Anyway, Father, next thing, though, I've seen a lot of these churches are getting the big screen TVs in there in the church.
Well, I'm not getting no TV screen in my church.
Well, think of it this way. You know, people from the back could see a close-up. That way, people that sat in the cheap seats, you know, maybe like on Christmas and Easter and stuff, when it's all full up, then everybody can see.
Well, how big you've been in that church? You probably sit in the last row because you're probably late. You're drunk or something.
Yeah, it's harder to hear me snore.
You better not be snoring in my church, boy.
I told you about the two nuns sitting in the back of the church, didn't I?
Oh, for Pete's sake. No, you haven't told me. Go ahead.
So, it was Sister Anne Marie and Sister Marguerite, and they were sitting back there, and all of a sudden, you know, you rang the bells, and
yeah.
Sister Marguerite says to Sister Anne Marie, "Oh, I think my arse fell asleep for a minute there." And Sister Anne Marie says, "I know, I heard it snoring."
Yo, geez. You know, Sister Marguerite's going to be here next week, so you better be ready. Oh, she's going to be here tomorrow, in fact. Yeah, I think you need to show up.
Oh, boy. Well, hopefully she's not listening tonight.
Well, I don't know if she's listening or not. She's probably traveling.
It's going to be 86 degrees tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a warm one. You better show up at the really early mass.
Yeah, and if you see me, I'm going to be in flip-flops and a thong.
Oh, now you just put a terrible thought in my head. It just...
Yeah, you're going to have to clean the pews, probably.
Jeez.
They're going to be sweaty.
Yeah. You know, you're just, something is just wrong. I swear, I'm telling you. If I hooked an air compressor up to your ear, you think you'd clear some of that out?
It might, Father. I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, I've got one. Swing by when you get off the shores and swing by. Blow some stuff out of your head.
That's how he blows the hell out of the cobwebs.
Don't you jeepers, creepers. There you go. Oh, there's no double hockey sticks around here.
Well, Father, we better let you get on now. It's been one of those kind of nights, and we don't want to get in any more trouble than necessary, but you might see me tomorrow.
Well, I hope I do.
I got to get a good look at your garden after the roofer's cleaned up. I haven't seen it yet.
They did all right. We might want to bring your rototiller.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. You can turn that dirt over and make it ready for new plants.
All right, we'll do that, Father.
Good. Sounds good to me. Well, you boys have a good night, and may your music play well.
Good night, Father.
Good night, Father. Well, it's always good to hear from Father on a Saturday night. He sounded good tonight, too.
He sounded in good spirits.
Yeah, and it's late for him. He gets up. He's an early riser, and, of course, you know, the Pope's phone or the priest's phone never shuts off, so he's got to sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and go to the hospital and do different things,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
So he's a busy man anyway. But but anyway, on a different note, we got a Power Pack show ahead of you tonight.
Yes.
It is Saturday night. Adam and I are back live in studio. Woo. And we got the Wellerman coming up, but in the spirit of the Wellerman, I got a joke.
Okay.
So there was a daddy whale and a mama whale swimming in the whale water.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they saw this big whaling boat come up. And the daddy whale's like, "Hey, mama." She's like, "What?" Yeah, that was my Elvis voice. That was my Irish Elvis voice. He's like, "That's the whale boat that killed my daddy. They harpooned my daddy." That's my Louisiana voice. Anyway.
that boat right there.
That's right. He goes, "We need to, like, roll up underneath the whaling boat and put both of our blowholes right below the whaling boat and blow at the same time and capsize the whaling boat."
Yeah.
Is that the YouTube coming on again?
Yeah.
How does that happen, like, twice in one segment?
Well, we have that background music.
Oh, yeah, we got a plus pause.
And for some reason, now all of a sudden they put commercials in the middle. So
it must be popular.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the two whales get up underneath the whaling boat, and they use their blowholes, and the whale boat capsizes. And all the fishermen are in the water, and they're swimming for shore, and the daddy whale's like, "Hey, mama." The whales are getting away. The fishermen are all getting away. He goes, "That wasn't the point. We want to end them. We don't want them to harpoon any more whales."
Right.
So he says, "We need to go gulp them up." She says, "Listen, daddy-o, I was up for the blowjob, but I'm not going to swallow the semen." So here's the Wellerman right here on Solid State Radio.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a belly of tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down or below. My bully boys blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She not been 2 weeks
from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take the whale in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring her sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take her leave and go.
Da 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 da.
Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her. All hands to the side, harpooned and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Basically, they took, like, a little
for 40 days or even more. The line went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The Wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. soon may the Willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Mark your calendars for the next Sessions so Concert Series. Saturday, June 29th, get out to Cascade Lounge for three great bands that I play on Sessions who put on a fantastic stage show. Bathora, Busher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They'll be taking advantage of the Cascade stage on June 29th, and the best part is, it's free. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Bathora, Busher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus, all on one night. It's a Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Swiftlow Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build, and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
You bought me a hat, put it on.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
He's playing great at crowd work. Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving your foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Badass.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present the Honky Tonk Angels, taking place June 8th through the 16th, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday performances at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock. Ticket prices are $25 for general admission and $22 for senior, student, and military. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school. But here's one solid reason to let go of them all.
Oh, Netflix is a joke.
Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascade Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up the stage.
Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Yeah.
In fact, our
give
mics
them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascade and Lounge.
Right through that commercial break and everything.
Was it really? Yeah. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, our mics have been on the entire time.
Oh, well, welcome back, everybody. As we were laughing hysterically to Matt Reif, if you're listening, we'll have to tag him in the show, too.
And this professional radio show is perfect.
Completely and totally unexpected.
If there's anybody to sponsor this fantastic radio show, this completely professional outfit that we have here. Jesus Christ. Father John's just like, you know what? All right, to the priest mobile. I got to go save those guys. Grab the holy water.
And the thing is, we haven't even had that much to drink tonight.
No, we haven't. You know,
normally,
no,
we're
apparently
just like
we need more.
Yeah, that must be what it is. We're not functioning on all eight cylinders.
All right. Well, when we go into the next song, point at me and tell me to hit the goddamn button that turns our mics off.
Why are we going to the Stanfields or the Real McKenzie's?
I think we got Stanfields.
Oh yeah, the bloody dotted line.
Yep.
That's what happened. We took this job.
Yeah.
We signed the bloody dotted line, and here we are.
I used to dream in color, and I wished away the days, waiting on the slightest chance that I would get to play. A gilded harp, a silver horn with a bunny tune to sing, a place inside a golden hall to prance around the king. When I was young, I wished to be up to my neck in a fantasy. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold it over me. Is it a crime to live and you cannot afford the means? Is it a crime to walk the earth like ravenous machines? Is there a way to bridge a gap across a great divide? Is it a secret thrill to know the gods are on your side? When I was young, I wished to be a landed man with a back 40. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold the door. My wits, the stink still fills my pores from the night they kicked down the door, down the door, down the door. The blood still stains my lips, the grief still chafes my soul. My pride was raked through the coals, through the coals, through the calls. The yonder prison walls, they own my flesh and bones, but my thoughts are mine alone, mine alone, mine alone. Thank you.
Bears and prancing in their livery. They're howling at the gates again. Hot time in the old town tonight. Get yourself together and meet me at the magazine. We're gonna have a reckoning. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, on our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, muster at the cannery. Hot time in the old town tonight. Keep your wits about you when we turn it up and fall upon the old sworn enemy. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, our own, but we're gonna do it right. Hot time in the old town tonight. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, our own, but we're gonna do it right. Tonight, tonight, we're gonna make it. Hey, oh, our own, but we're gonna do it right.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
And we battle to existence on and on. We'll take whatever comes to be while keeping hopeful melody. And we'll cruise through the darkness until the warmth of dawn. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Through water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll.
Well, for the day will come for us to mutiny. But as long as we survive, our hope and pride they can't deprive. And we'll carry on our melody to sing in harmony.
So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Over water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll, holler, come give her all you can. Or the sea, she will best us, we'll never see the land.
can fight our way through this, and we'll power all aboard the ship to total liberty. So roll the buster.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffany right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Cilantro, everybody. Raise a glass.
Yeah, we are charged up tonight. It is summertime.
You don't have a toast today?
I had toast for breakfast.
Oh, you know exactly what I mean.
I know. Well,
May I go?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody raise your glass with me. Here's to you, as good as you are. Here's to me, as bad as I am. For when we're together, I'm as good as you are, and you're as bad as I am. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Nice little snake bite courtesy of Tilted Axis.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
What's that one that old friends are like rusty hinges? They still work, but they'll give you a tetanus? I don't know how that is. I don't know how that one goes.
My mom's got one that's like, here's to all the friends who like us, and
here's to all the friends that don't.
And may the Lord break their ankle so we know who they are by how they walk.
How they wobble. How they hobble.
Yeah.
How they hobble.
Wow,
yeah, that's
Mom.
Is your mom Italian?
No.
Yeah, because that's an old Italian toast.
I mean, she grew up around a lot of Italians.
Yeah, that'll do it. I remember there was a curse that I read, and I thought,
a curse, yeah.
Man, I've thought about like some bad stuff about some people in history, not so much anymore. I just try to get along with everybody, but like the curse was, may your crotch be infested with 1,000 fleas of a camel.
Oh my God.
And may your arms shrink to be too short to scratch it.
Didn't Johnny Carson do that when one of his monologues bombed?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or something like that.
But
some people are just arseholes, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody I engaged this week was just grumpy, and it didn't matter how much I tried to turn on the charm or and it's not about money or the economy. Like, well, I'm talking people that are well to do. They were just ordinary.
Yeah.
So you actually brought it up, and this was your song. I let you choose a couple of these tonight. Normally, I handle the playlist, but I turned it over to Adam tonight, and we haven't played Thomas Benjamin Wild Esquire in quite some time, and Adam chose Stop Being an Arsehole, and I jumped on that one because that's the way everybody's been all week that I've engaged. So here's Thomas Benjamin Wild Esquire right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
The time has come, you will agree, to stop being afraid, to do away with subtlety and call a spade a spade. We've passed the point when one can simply turn and look away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay!
We've been politely sitting on the fence for far too long and burying our heads in the sand to pretend there's nothing wrong. Ignoring a rotten smell will never make it go away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay!
We've passed the point of reasonable and sensible debate and must adjust the balance now before it is too late. Does every ill-informed dullard deserve to have a say? Society won't progress while there are half-wits in the way. Privileged, immature fuckwits do not recognize they're blessed, and when given half a chance, they cannot help but make a mess. The grown-ups need to intervene to interrupt their play. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
Folks who fought to have a voice across the years didn't do so for old racists to launch political careers while screaming with entitlement that they deserve to have their way. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The progress that's been made within the realms of civil rights cannot simply be abandoned and set back overnight, reversing all advancements by 4 or 5 decades. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The charlatans who rant against the changing of the tide inevitably use all their advantages to hide when the proverbial hits the fan, and will be first to place the blame by protesting far too much when they should really be ashamed. So let's all shout out loud when there are bigots holding court. Let frank words overpower and cut their frantic raving short. The darker days of history must not be seen again. Stop being an asshole. Amen.
I'm afraid you people have lost control of me. Oh, jeez. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now the little grocery man got his little spray gun, said he would get the fly before the day was done. But before he could count from 1 to 10, the fly flew down and ish upon his baldy head again. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now the little grocery man and his little grocery wife said they would get the fly even if it meant their life. They bought themselves a hand grenade and hid inside the store, and they blew themselves to blazes as the fly flew out the door. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man. Now they both went up to heaven, and angels they were made. Saint Peter said to them that they would be repaid. They got their angels' wings, and they flew into the sky. Then they both swooped down like bombers, and they sh upon the fly. There was a little fly, and he flew into a store, and ish upon the ceiling, and ish upon the floor, ish upon the bacon, and ish upon the ham, and ish upon the head of the little grocery man.
You call it alcoholism. I call it Liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
When the sun goes down over Dublin town, the colors will last for hours, oh. The lights come on, the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. A gentle mist called heaven's kiss, like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. Forevermore I'll step ashore, my sailing days are over, oh. Through time and tide I'm by your side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin and brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain. A tinker and a tailor and a drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill, and they'll shout till the break of day. A sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again, and when I get too drunk to sing, we'll walk in the Irish rain.
By the name of Mickey Finn, well, he bellied up to now it's one more beer and it's on to the next and the next and the next and the next, next, next. One more beer and it's on to the next and the next and the next and the next, next, next. One more beer and it's on to the next and the next and the next and the next, next, next. One more beer and it's on to the next and the next and the next and the next, next, next. Shot.
I was waiting for the countdown. All I got is a one. Yeah, you're like, stand by.
Stand by.
And I'm waiting for a three, two.
I never give you the countdown. I just point at you.
Oh, my turn.
You've graduated from me having to hit you with a fly swatter. Talk, motherfucker, talk. Look how you've progressed.
Yeah, I get the shocky stick from the pokey monkey. Oh,
fun
my
show
goodness.
Today. Fun show today.
Yeah, I feel like it flew by, though. It is already, I'm encroaching on sessions. So for those of you that we've kept, even though we continued to have banter throughout the commercial,
yeah,
on top of the commercials,
yeah.
Sorry to all of our sponsors for
that. Yeah.
That was humorous. And thank you to Matt Reif for keeping us entertained and keeping us laughing. And listen up for Cougarand coming up here on Sessions. And you got a whole stack, I saw. What do you got coming up?
Oh, I got a lot. I've got some Sponge on the way, the new old. They just put on a new tune, Nuke in the Night Shift. Now, somehow, I'm not going to divulge my sources, but I got a new track from them. I'll explain that later on. I got Cougarand coming in for they're going to be doing a phoner with me. I got Nico.
Yeah.
You've met Nico.
They're young. You know, you were just talking before this on how old we are.
No, we are old.
And how, you know, all we're going to talk about is, like, you know, work and people, our friends that are passing on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a support group.
Yeah.
It's called Gray Pride.
Gray Pride.
Stay off our lawn.
I got so much more to play tonight. It's going to be, I'm going to be there for 3 hours.
Here.
So, yeah. I'm going to be here.
Yeah, not there.
I'm going to be playing Michigan Made music for 3 hours.
Yeah, you said I'm going to be there, and I'm like, where's there? I don't. You're going to be here,
yeah,
aren't you? Because if you're not here, I got to be here.
No,
somebody's got to push the button.
Yeah, you got to push the buttons now. I'm leaving.
Because you're going to be there.
Drew's,
I want to know where there
Drew's
is.
Drew's going to be supporting local music by hosting sessions tonight, so, you know.
Yeah, because Adam's going to be there. I don't know where there is. Maybe we got to get a geocache game, and he's going to be wrapped up, like, you know, in a flower bed somewhere.
We'll piece it all together. In the meantime, commercial break and then sessions. Say goodnight, Drew.
Goodnight, Drew.